KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Of course, the crown jewel of that regional trail system is going to be the Bay Trail, and that, of course, is now linked, of course, to the Safety Corridor Project. Emily and I today are talking with Jeff Pimentel, project manager at Caltrans District 1. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. So thanks, Jeff, for joining us today. Really do appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Fantastic. So Safety Corridor, this is a project a long time in the making. I've been here since 1994, and I was here when the corridor between Eureka and Arcata was just standard freeway. Of course, it also has cross traffic at 65 miles an hour. It was the scene of a lot of horrific accidents, and since its numbers were much higher than the state average, a temporary measure was put into place called the Safety Corridor, where the speed was dropped down to 50 miles an hour. It has helped. It has helped a lot, but it was just a temporary measure. Jeff, what is the long-term plan?
So our long-term plan is to obviously put in a permanent solution. There are a number of projects within what we are calling the Eureka Arcata Route 101 Corridor Improvement mm-hmm. Project. The main one I think the most of the community is focused on is our grade separation interchange and the half signal at Airport Road. So the interchange would be located at Indianola Cutoff. Vehicles would no longer be at an at-grade crossing with vehicles turning onto Indianola or out of Indianola. There would be an interchange there with 101 going over Indianola Cutoff. It also includes a half signal at Airport Road, so northbound traffic would be controlled with a half signal there for those movements, and vehicles wanting to still turn left out of Airport Road going south on 101 would be allowed to do that pending a green light at that signal. So we eliminate the uncontrolled crossings there at that median opening. All the other median openings, including Mid-City Motors, one from California Redwood, Brake Cut, and Bayside Cutoff, those will all be closed. So no longer would vehicles be able to turn and have those at-grade crossings with 101 traffic.
Okay, so no left turns across the road. That is, the medians will be all closed up at that point.
Correct.
Okay, and I assume, now the reason for this obviously is to improve safety, correct?
Correct.
So, now, this, as we said, this project has been in the works for a long, long, long time. What was the holdup?
Well, I believe that there was some back and forth in terms of the scope of the actual project. Mm-hmm. And so I know that prior to me being involved with the project, that there was just some iterations that took place in terms of what the actual scope of the improvements needed to be. And ultimately, once that was decided upon, things move forward. There have been a number of significant environmental considerations with this project. We have a pretty significant environmental impact associated with wetland impacts, and mm-hmm. so the mitigation required on this project is rather significant. And so, you know, we've been having really constructive and forward-moving conversations with the regulatory agencies that we're involved with, namely Coastal Commission. Meet with them pretty regularly about our project so that we can all be on the same page and eliminate any surprises, you know, from both ends. And so that's been a really positive and great relationship to see move forward and with this project. And, you know, it's a challenge to, you know, deliver a project of this magnitude within a time frame that everyone would like to see, especially the community and even us internally at Caltrans. But, you know, considering the challenges and considerations from an environmental perspective, community buy-in and all of that, you know, it takes time, but I think that we're on a forward-moving path now. We've reached a very exciting milestone that has been a long time coming. We completed the project report in December of 2016 and the environmental document in January of 2017. So we've reached the milestone, what we call internally here in Caltrans, project approval and environmental document. And so now with the marking of hitting that milestone, we have now initiated the design phase. So it's a very exciting time to be a part of this project, and I know the community will be excited to see this in the ground once it's finally built.
So absolutely.
It's moving forward.
So, this project is really complex, and it's been a long time coming. And so can you talk about what have been some of the key design challenges for this project, and especially kind of for all users?
Yeah, so I kind of hit a little bit on that. In terms of, I think one challenge in terms of moving it forward is that, everyone would like to see this occur much sooner than what the reality is of a project development schedule. And in terms of the environmental portion of this, this gets a little bit into the weeds, but we need to establish our permitting on our mitigation prior to establishing our permitting for the actual improvement project. It's kind of one of our conditions of the project. And, in our area, it's difficult to find land to perform wetland mitigation. And so that's really necessitated the need to coordinate with the regulatory agencies and the resource agencies such as Coastal Commission, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, Army Corps of Engineers, and whatnot, so that we can be sure that the mitigation that will be performed and everyone that's going to agree upon it can kind of give its blessing so we can move forward. And that is kind of a direct tie-in with the schedule of the improvement project. Other than that, we have multiple stakeholders along this corridor and multiple very improvements, and I don't think I hit all the improvements that were currently scoped with this. There's a collection of actually five projects. The one that most of the community has their focus on is the interchange at Indianola, the half-signaled airport road, and the closure of all the median crossings. So that is one project, and it's kind of the main one that everyone has their eyes on. But other projects included are an acceleration-deceleration lane project, which will lengthen and improve the acceleration-deceleration lanes from all of the side accesses from, Mid-City Motor World, California Redwood, Bayside Cutoff, and those locations. So that'll be a significant safety improvement as well. We also have a median barrier improvement that will be scoped as part of this, and a bridge/bridge rail replacement project at Jacoby Creek and Gannon Slough Bridges. And then there's also a tide gate project where we're going to be replacing some of the tide gates that need some help along the corridor. So those are five independent projects, each on their own schedules. But when we talk about the Urquidy Corridor, most people think about the interchange, half signal, and the closure of the medians, which is the project that you're going to really see the significant safety improvement within this stretch of roadway.
Now, one thing that all of us trail advocates are most excited about with this project is that linked to it is also the Humboldt Bay Trail, which is, of course, adjacent to the 101 there along the railroad tracks. And Caltrans is now part of this project. In fact, Caltrans is currently working with the city of Arcata for that phase of the Bay Trail. Why don't you talk about how that's going?
Yeah, so we've been in close communication, coordination with both the City of Arcata and Humboldt County. City of Arcata, their trail is dubbed Bay Trail North, and then Humboldt County's Bay Trail South. Bay Trail North is actually slated for construction here in the spring. I believe they're going to break ground here in April, so that's really exciting to have that connection come from Arcata all the way just north of Breakup. And then Humboldt County's trail project, while it's a few years out from construction, will take it from where City of Arcata leaves or terminates their trail just north of Breakup and take it across the Eureka Slough Bridge. And when I say Eureka Slough Bridge, I don't want people to read too much into that. We are exploring at this time how to best facilitate getting non-motorized traffic of the trail over the Eureka Slough. There's some discussion of potentially a shared use of the railroad trestle We're currently exploring options at Caltrans to look at potential replacement of the Rico Slough Bridge or incorporating some type of a non-motorized path on the bridge. So those discussions and coordination are happening closely with Humboldt County so that we can ensure a successful project that will provide a consistent connection between Eureka and Arcata. And the Humboldt County Trails is one of our conditions from the Coastal Commission that the trails be funded through construction, right-of-way secured. So Caltrans definitely has a significant interest in the success of the trails. There'll also be a connection. I think you guys had asked me about a connection to the actual corridor from the trail, and there's planned to be a connection to the trail at Indianola. So despite having an interchange where Route 101 traffic would kind of elevate above Indianola, the Bay Trail would actually connect under the interchange there, so local traffic using a trail that wanted to access Indianola would be able to turn off the trail, go under 101 and access Indianola and kind of go on their merry way wherever their planned final destination is.
Well, that's fantastic. I was not aware of that aspect. That is pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And we're also real excited about the breaking ground like next month for the northern portion of the Bay Trail. Of course, the southern part is the more complicated one. As you mentioned, getting across the Eureka Slough does present some challenges, and you mentioned several different design ideas that are being floated, and eventually there will be a consensus on how to make that work, but we do know that it will happen within a few years, and that is real exciting for all of us trail users, and especially in the fact that that Eureka is diligently working on the Eureka Waterfront Trail, which will be able to connect to the Bay Trail and make for a contiguous ride all the way from the most southern part of Eureka all the way into Arcata, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and we've been in coordination with the city as well, and I believe that their trail just on the south side of Eureka Slough is going to construction this summer or spring. So, yeah, soon, hopefully, we'll have a complete connection for those non-motorized users that want to access and have a nice view of the bay and get between these two large communities in our area.
Oh, that's great. I'm really excited about the future connection of the Bay Trail south to the Indianola interchange.
And yeah.
Just of people utilizing the trail, being able to access, areas in Bayside and Indianola, and also just being able to cross east over towards Bayside and Indianola without having to cross four lanes of traffic on a bike that you currently need to do if you're coming from Bayside and continuing south on the current 101. So that's exciting, and also the interim connection of Arcata's trail project, where cyclists on the Bay Trail North that will be there this summer and fall would be able to continue south on 101 and flow into the shoulder of 101. That seems like a very helpful, interim connection so that users can fully utilize the trail and continue on their way to Eureka until the Bay Trail South is built.
So, Jeff, what kind of timeline, and you may not have this information, what kind of timeline are we looking at for the construction of the overpass and the signals and the closing of the medians?
So the interchange in Indianola, pass signal, and the closure of the medians right now is slated to begin construction in the spring of 2021. Mm-hmm. That schedule is actually at one point 2 years sooner than that. Unfortunately, there was some funding constraints within the STIP program, which is where the bulk of the funding is coming from for this project. And so thankfully for us, a number of projects were actually kind of taken out of the mix. But this project was kept in that funding program, but it had to be pushed out 2 years so that program could fund other commitments made to other projects that were ahead of this one. So our actually development schedule would actually lend itself to a sooner construction. So we're also exploring that if money were to become available sooner. There is the potential that maybe we could be in the ground sooner, but it's kind of the climate of the funding and when that becomes available. But as of right now, with where the money is slated in that funding program, construction would begin in the spring of 2021.
Right. And so do you expect in this current design phase that has recently begun that there would be any public meetings coming up in the next few years, or how else can people kind of keep up to date on the project?
Yeah, we don't have any public meetings scheduled at this time, but I'm sure with a project of this magnitude that we will definitely be having outreach to the public and forums where we bring the community and stakeholders together. Our public information office would be in charge of notifying the public and stakeholders and whatnot of that. We obviously would want to get that news out to channels such as Happy Trails that, you know, I think has the ear of the community that's interested in projects such as this. So when that time comes, we'll definitely go through a comprehensive effort to notify the public of some type of a forum of that nature, which I'm sure will come at some point. The other means in the interim would be our project website to stay attuned of developments within the project. You also can go on there and look at our project report that we wrote, the environmental document, familiarize yourself with the improvements that we're going to be making. I can provide that website over the air now. It's a little bit long. I don't know if, Cliff, you have the ability to put this in your show notes as well, potentially.
Sure.
I'll just mention it here for people that maybe won't go online. So it's www.dot.ca.gov/dist1, so that's DIST, and then the number one, /D1, the number one, and then projects, so D1 projects, /Eureka_Arcata.
Wow, that is long.
Rather long, but we'll work on getting a shorter URL for that.
But, sounds good.
But I can email that to you guys as well, and then if you guys want to put that in the show notes, that'll make it easier for people.
Good. Excellent. All righty. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for taking the time to explain what's going on with this. I know a lot of people are anxious to know what is happening, so this has been terrific. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time. Things are moving forward. We hit that much-awaited milestone, so it's definitely on a positive trend, and we're happy about it, and I know the community's happy about it. So
excellent.
We'll keep marching forward.
Excellent. Emily, is there anything else we need to touch on?
No, just this is a great update from Jeff Pimentel. And, yeah, looking forward to hearing more progress in the next few years.
Fantastic. Emily, what do we have up our sleeve coming up?
Well, we have a lot of things coming up, but it'll be a surprise for next week.
A surprise! Surprise! Alrighty. All right, Jeff Pimentel, thank you again for taking the time to talk with us today. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. And Emily, as always, thanks for pulling all this together.
Yes. Thank you, Cliff.
You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.